Now, let's stop a minute and think about where this magnetite comes from. As you saw, it was all over the place, and it was in these two bands, which are all part of those carbonate nodules. We previously had data to show that those carbonate nodules, including the bands, had to come from Mars. And I didn't go into that in detail, but it is clear that they were formed on Mars. And it is clear, therefore, that this magnetite was formed on Mars. So, but where did it come from? Magnetite is a fairly common mineral on the Earth. And it's formed inorganically and organically. The main way it's formed organically is by bacteria. This is a kind of bacteria which forms magnetite grains inside its cell body, and these magnetite grains are then used by the bacteria for orientation and locomotion. They line up with the magnetic field of the Earth, and they enable the cell to move in certain directions along magnetic lines of force. There is another kind of bacteria which makes magnetite on the outside. It really doesn't care about the magnetite after it makes it, but it makes it as part of the process of getting energy through reduction or oxidation reactions. And then it would just as soon throw away the magnetite. So a lot of magnetite in nature is made by bacteria, and the magnetite made by bacteria is awfully tiny, these are some close-up views of some of the bacteria magnetite found in sediments, and these are called magnetofossils. These are considered to be fossils. They're the remains. There's all that's left of the those bacteria that made them. The bacteria rot away and leave these magnetites. Now, the comparison is rather striking between our magnetite from Mars and the magnetite made by Earth bacteria. You can see the different parameters that are compared. We found, remember the sulfur in those bands, we found a lot of sulfides, iron sulfides. This is pyrrhotite, which is FeS or iron sulfide grains, and these are fairly common. They're not as common as magnetite, but they're fairly common throughout those bands. And then we found another kind of sulfur called greggite, which is Fe3S4 as the magnetite structure. But it is on the Earth, greggite is most commonly found only in situations where it has clearly been precipitated by bacteria. There is some inorganic greggite, but it's really hard to find, and it tends to be much bigger crystals. I have not found any reference to tiny greggite formed by inorganic processes on the Earth.